Hey there, this is Mark Patton from Nightmare on Elm Street for Underground Horror Radio. Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
And welcome to Underground Horror Radio here on podunkradio.com. It is your host, Nicole Velakis, Jordan, author, co-host, wife. And with me, as always, is my partner in all things, Justin McPatches.
Am I?
Yes, you're really here.
I am here. Why not? It's a week before Halloween.
Yes, it's a week before Spooky Empire.
Woo!
Woo! Yeah, we weren't here last week. Sorry.
No.
Real life, again, gets in the way.
We tried really hard.
We tried really hard, but yeah.
The work a lot.
Yeah. So, but we have a great show today because we have a lot to talk about. We played at the beginning there, Mark Patton doing our intro for us. And we would just like to congratulate him.
On his goal.
On his reaching his goal of crowdfunding through Kickstarter. He made $55,000 on a $49,000 bid. So he'll be able to finally get all the rights for all the material he wants to use for Scream Queen, My Nightmare on Elm Street, his documentary. And also finally get distribution. So
I think distribution's the biggest bitch. Usually.
Well, that is, but it's also he has to pay for
the rights. Well, I know that, but I'm talking about like some other things for going through some troubles to get distribution. I forget what it was, but a while ago. But
yeah.
Oh, SLC Punk too. Yes. Punk's Dead.
Mm-hmm.
That was, people were like, "Hey, why is it not out yet? Distribution, man? We got, you can't put it. We need distribution."
Yeah.
So I'm glad that Mark got the money for all that and to do his documentary, which we were part of, or hopefully
we,
still.
Yeah, we are. We should be part of it. We did do interview for it, and also
back in February.
Yeah, and also we contributed to the Kickstarter. So, you know, we're really proud of him, and really, he's a great man. He really is. He's a very nice, genuine man, and he wants to do good in the world, and he's constantly trying to do so, make things better. So congratulations, Mark. We look forward to seeing the film.
Yep.
And we look forward to seeing you again soon.
Yeah, he'll make another rounds of appearances.
Yeah, he likes conventions.
So if you go to this spooky website, Spooky Empire, and go to authors and panelists, you will see not also my awesome face, but Nicole Velakis.
Yep. It's a week before.
You know, on the Facebook, on the phone, you're like higher up, but on the website, you're last.
Yeah.
It's weird how they, I guess it's because it's scrolling down. I don't know. It's good, though. And they also added another Scott Kenmore.
Uh-huh.
So that's awesome.
Uh-huh.
And you're on there. So it's going to be a really fun time next week.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to be sober.
Yeah.
During the day, but I will be. But also, if you ever want to learn how to do what we do, then we're going to have a panel about 2:30. Last time I checked, 2:30 on Saturday on Halloween. So, and there's no other big panels at that time, so we should be all right.
Yep.
Bert's at 3, but I think that'll be a whole different crowd.
Yeah.
For Burt Reynolds than podcasting.
Yeah.
So it should be good.
Yeah.
And it'll be fun. We're going to make it really interactive. And so hopefully nobody's shy.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to pick on you. Not really. But it'll be fun because I'm really thinking about how to make this super fun and interactive and, you know, show you how we do it. So when Nicole can show you how to yawn.
Yeah.
When she does her part.
I don't understand what happens.
Yeah, you're up.
I get a microphone in my hand.
And you get yawning.
And I start yawning and I don't understand why. It's weird.
We watched a bunch of stuff.
We did. We have seen a bunch of stuff this past
week.
Well,
we had 2 weeks, too. That's
well, in the last couple weeks, we've been watching stuff we completely neglected to mention.
Yeah.
American Horror Story. We started watching that when it started.
Yeah. It's been 3 weeks now.
Yes. So, we'll talk about that and
a bunch of other stuff.
Scream Queens.
Yeah, we haven't watched The Great Pumpkin yet. Oh, you did.
I did.
Of course you did. You own it.
Of course I did.
You know, I want to talk to you about that. So, Cinemassacre with the angry video game nerd James Rolfe and Mike Matei, they've been doing horror movies a day, which I gave up on, by the way, but I'm too busy. But the other day they were talking about TV specials.
Yeah.
And they're talking about Roseanne was like the first Halloween sitcom TV-wise.
Yes.
But they also talked about The Great Pumpkin,
mm-hmm.
and they talked about Ichabod.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole time I'm watching that, all I can think of is you.
Mm-hmm.
And we did watch Ichabod,
yes,
which
we
you
did.
Love.
Yes, we did. I watched it like 7 times.
You're such a dork.
Well, I paid to rent it on demand, so I watched it as much as I could.
Once you cross that bridge, my friend.
The ghost is through as power ends.
As you're yawning again. You're horrible. We should really do something like a jar that you pay me every time you yawn. Or, it's like swearing. But,
or you could pay me every time you say the word fuck.
This is my fucking show, too. I can fucking say what I want.
Uh-huh.
Not for air, it would just totally not work.
Yeah.
But no, for real, like, Ichabod's awesome. I mm-hmm. like that. And, mm-hmm. and the Great Pumpkin's good.
Mm-hmm. So, I demand restitution!
You're a big dork about that stuff.
I
got you Snoopy.
You did. You Snoopa. Got me Snoopy. Yeah, Snoopy and
Woodstock.
Woodstock, and they won't stand up.
It's a shame they don't have a Great Pumpkin.
Yeah.
Pop.
Yeah.
But
there's not really a Great Pumpkin.
No, not yet.
They'd have to do like Linus in the Pumpkin Patch. That would
yeah.
be yeah with be the cool. pumpkin, you know.
But yeah, there's a lot of stuff showing right now on AMC is now doing it, but it's all right.
Yeah, they're doing series of films. They're doing like all the Halloweens, and then they're doing all.
They only
the,
did two Chuckies.
They only, no, they didn't. They did.
Yeah, they did.
They did three of them.
Which ones? The only ones I saw that it listed was one and C. That's it. The double back to back is what they called it, and they played it over and over and over. That
they
day.
Didn't play Bride. I thought they played
no,
Bride too.
They didn't play Bride. No.
Oh well, I don't know.
I was like, would you not have the rights?
Well, maybe not. But they are doing, like, they did all the Tremors films,
yeah.
except for five. And they did all the Amityville films. And you know,
yeah, I remember that.
That's what they're doing this year. So it's not
well,
been too
they
bad.
They didn't do all, hold on, let's not lie. They did not do all the Halloweens.
Well, yes.
They did Halloween Part 1 and 2, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
They did, if they wanted to do the Michael Myers thing, fine. So they didn't play Halloween 3, which that sucks, but whatever. They did 4, 5, and 6,
mm-hmm.
and Resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
They skipped H2O, which is probably the better lot besides the first two.
Well, they can't. They probably couldn't get the rights to play it.
I think it's the same company that made Resurrection, isn't it?
I don't know.
But why Resurrection?
I know. But
at least they didn't show zombies.
Yeah.
That would be edited to shit anyway.
Well, that's funny, too, because
on the thing, it
on
says...
On Sci-Fi, for some reason... Sci-fi shows the old horror movies. And it seems like it'll list that it's the old one.
And then they show the
But it's
one.
Actually the remake.
Oh, well, like Nightmare on Elm Street, yeah.
Or it says it's the remake and they show the old one.
Yeah.
The original. So I think it's funny because it seems like they have no idea
what they're doing.
Which is going to be shown. So I'm just going to guess which one it is.
Yeah.
I'm just popping in there.
Yeah. So what else did we get? Morbid movies.
We
Reanimator.
Did. Reanimator was awesome.
It really was a good movie. I finally
awesome
got to
on
see
the big
it.
Screen. Yeah.
Yeah. See, I'm glad I waited to see it that way and not watched it on Netflix.
Yeah.
Because I never seen it. Now I can go watch it on Netflix if I want. But it was a fucked up movie.
Mm-hmm.
NC-17 and Peter Rolick's story was really good.
It was good. Yeah.
That was nice that he snuck out just to go watch it.
Yeah.
But yeah, Reanimator. Whew.
We loved it.
Yep. Fright Nights.
Fright Nights. We went to Fright Nights last night as well.
Yep. That was awesome. Good time.
Yep. We want to thank Craig for hosting us.
Yes. Thank you.
You know, we went in and, we went through a couple of the houses. And Justin and I have gotten to the point now where when we go through houses,
we have no, like, we're just really awesome.
We're looking at all the stuff.
Yeah.
Like the sets and the props and
I've been like
the
way things are set up.
I know, but you and I together.
Oh, yeah.
have gotten to the point where
that's how it goes.
We're doing that instead of, you know, and people jumping down on us. I mean, I had a couple of jump scares, but for the most part, it was just because I didn't see them coming.
Right.
And, but for the most part, when they come at me, I'm like, oh, hey, you know, or you look cool, or, you know,
yeah,
I'm like more impressed with what they're wearing than them trying to come
great.
At me.
Yeah.
So it's funny, but it's also funny to watch other people like just freak the fuck out.
Oh, yeah. They can't handle. Which is fine. That's the whole point. It's supposed to be scary.
Yeah. You know, but by the same time, it's like I think we should be. And this is not a criticism. I think we're.
Desensitized?
No, we're not desensitized. I think it's just to the point now where we're not in the middle. I think when you're in the middle, when you can still be affected by what's coming at you and have an appreciation for what's around you, that's the best way to be.
But we're not in there.
But because you're getting the most out of it, yeah. Okay? If you're so scared that you're not paying attention to anything and you're just trying to make your way through it, then you're not seeing all the cool stuff.
Right.
Okay. And then by the opposite token, if you're going through and just looking at all the stuff and not really paying attention to the scaries, then you're kind of missing a little bit too. So, you know, I think it's cool, and I don't think it's a waste of our time, and I think it's awesome. But I think also because we are commentators.
Yeah.
You and I are commentators, so we kind of go through and we're kind of evaluating
the houses.
The content. You know what I mean? It's not just
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
For what it is.
Right. And, you know, we go and look at the work
yeah.
that was put into it.
As opposed to
you know, just going through it to be scared.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm not gonna get scared. I don't get scared at stuff because I know A, it's not real.
Yeah.
I mean, do I start a little bit when someone suddenly appears in front of me? Yeah, I can do that in a fucking mall.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't see somebody and you turn around, it's going to scare the shit out of anybody because
right.
you didn't expect that. But am I like, oh my God, there's a horned demon? I'm like, yeah, that's cool.
No, because you're not screaming and running. Because,
no,
well, yeah.
because to me, I know it's fake.
Mm-hmm.
Duh.
Yeah.
And B, I'm the guy that would put the props together.
Yeah.
I'm the guy that would...
You know, you need more blood here, you know?
Yeah, I'm that yeah. guy. But I'm also not like, that's not scary. I'm not rude. Like, that's not scary. We don't say anything like that.
No, and we're not, we don't denigrate or judge them in that way at all. They do the best that they can.
They do great. And those makeup effects and the costumes they had at Fright Nights was
yeah,
fucking
really.
Top notch.
On par with Halloween Horror Nights,
probably
I would
better
say.
Than some of it. Some of it. But the house, the barn house was cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that should be done when it's a little bit darker.
Yeah.
But I like the way it looked at the trailer and
yeah.
all that. But that other one.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm a big fan of indoor ones because it
Memento
already has
Mori.
The illusion of night.
Yeah. Memento Mori. That
because
was
you're in a
you
warehouse
liked.
And
yeah.
they have lighting. It looks like it's night anyway or day depending on what part you're in. But that was nice.
Uh-huh.
That whole New Orleans thing was set
yeah.
up really good.
Yeah. We had a good time. And actually, when we were going into Memento Mori, that was the one I actually got jumped. I got scared
yeah.
because there was a guy, they had the camouflage. The it looks like moss
yeah.
that hangs.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a guy that was like, I guess, wrapped in it right at the door. And he jumped out at me.
Yeah, he was pretty awesome.
Yeah,
it was
so,
a really fun time.
Yeah, we had a good time.
It was really cool, and Reanimator was really cool. It was good to hang out with Morbid Movies. Thanks again, guys.
Yes, we appreciate everything.
You guys are great,
yep.
and I'm glad that we're putting the cult classics out there, because, you know, when I watched it, that's instantly what I thought of, because it was cheesy, sort of.
Yes.
But the way it was made in the 80s, I'm like, totally, I see why it wasn't a mainstream thing.
Yeah, oh yeah.
But it has such a cult, because anywhere you go online, you're going to see something to do with Reanimator.
Yes, classic.
And I knew what it was, I just never actually watched it. So now I'm like, you know, and Peter's made an entire book series.
Yep.
So good on Peter, who will be at Spooky Friday, so that'll be good to see him again.
Mm-hmm.
Hang out with fellow authors. I say that as if I'm an author, and I'm not, but Nicole.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's...
So next month for Morbid Movies is Return of the Living Dead?
Yes.
And then the following
Gremlins.
Month in December is Gremlins, yes.
Which makes sense, it's Christmassy. And Michael was explaining to me that I don't think for the first one that we should be doing like Silent Night, Deadly Night
yeah, no.
or Black Christmas, probably
no.
the original Black Christmas.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, we kind of want people to go.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, those are great cold Christmas movies, but let's...
Try to pull people in first.
Yeah, well, I mean, Gremlins really wasn't cult. It was a big known thing. It was pretty mainstream, wasn't it? But still, it's Gremlins, so that's cool.
Yes.
Return of the Living Dead will be awesome on the big screen.
Yes.
It's like the 30th anniversary for that. It was the 30th anniversary for Reanimator.
Yep.
So a lot of anniversaries.
Yes.
Texas Chainsaw. No, that was last year was the anniversary.
And that was 40 years last year.
Yeah. No, Reanimator looked really good on the big screen.
Mm-hmm.
It sounded really good, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Jeffrey Combs, you know, hit it out of the park.
Yeah, he's a good guy. I like him.
He's funny. He's nice. Still think he really was great in Would You Rather.
Yeah, he was.
He was like top.
One of my favorite movies he ever did, and I talked to him about this when I met him. And you should look it up and find it if you can.
Full Moon.
No, it's a full moon film. Dr. Mordred is what it's called. And he is just really funny and really smart and suave in it. It's just a really good film.
Cool.
It's kind of like Ash in Army of Darkness. He kind of has to go to another dimension and he fights like demons and stuff.
Cool.
He's like a sorcerer, you know, so it's cool.
You're still deadpan?
Oh, yeah. All of those films are like that, you know. The Full Moon films are...
But the way Herbert was just so...
He had no...
Filter.
Yeah, no filter, and he had no...
People
skills. He's not an emotional person. He's not, you know, he's a scientist, and he's like...
Well, he got emotional when he killed the professor, and then he brought him back as his head. Oh, my God.
Yeah. And the body. Let's do the body, too. Why not?
Should have just been the head.
Parts. I've never done parts before. Yeah. So, yeah.
What a fucked up movie.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, being a Lovecraft, you know there had to be a tentacle in there.
Well, it was.
Exactly.
At the end.
Being a Lovecraft, there had to be something to do with, you know, tentacles. But Arkham, Massachusetts, this. So.
Miskatonic. That's Lovecraft. Miskatonic is a,
So anyway, let's play some tunes, and we'll come back and thank some people and promote some stuff and talk about more of the movies we watched.
Movies and TV and all kinds of stuff.
gay Captain Morgan. Well, he recognized a vampire from his school. He did something that was most uncool. He said, hey, everybody, see the fool in the cape? His name is Bernie Weinstein, and he's in the eighth grade. Fangs were flying, capes were torn. Hell hath no fury like a vampire scorn. Number one rule in this game, never call him by his real name. No pull, top hats were crushed by pointy boots in a rush. And Boris at the bar orders a bud and says it's just another night at the vampire club. Missy lost a fang in the ladies' room. We all laughed, they called a snaggle tooth. Dee was mad cause he broke his cane and he flushed his contacts down the drain. There was so much angst after the fight. Vlad and Akasha broke up that night while some rivet heads danced in a puddle of goo that used to be Father You Know Who. Fangs were flying, capes were torn. Hell hath no fury like a vampire scorn. Number one rule in this game, never call him by his real name. Wigs were pulled, top hats were crushed by pointy boots in a rush. And Boris at the bar orders a bud and says it's just another night at the vampire club. We're still around. When we hang out, it's always upside down. Dressed in black from toe to head, singing Bela Lugosi, Still I'm Dead. A gaggle of gods is a peaceful sight. We'd do anything to avoid a fight. But if you really want to see some gore and blood, wait till the ravers come to the vampire club. Fangs were flying, capes were torn. Hell hath no fury like a vampire scorn. And the number one rule this game, never call him by his real name. Wigs were pulled, top hats were crushed by pointed boots in a rush. And Boris at the bar orders a bud and says it's just another night at the vampire club.
That was all around.
welcome to Underground Horror Radio here on podunkradio.com.
You're not wrong.
We are back.
Yes, we are.
Okay. So.
Yeah, so definitely some things to look out for. TJ Lynch, horror punk artist extraordinary. I did the interview with TJ last week. It's on Podbean. So check out McPatch's Media on Podbean. That, of course, Craig McGinnis from Fright Nights is on there as well. Caffeinated episode 13, the Halloween episode, so a bunch of other stuff.
Right.
Please check that out. Also, if you want some cool patches besides what Todd can offer, hand-drawn, check out Scream For Me, Inc. That's where I got my Evil Dead, my wife's beautiful configure
lament. Lament commemoration.
Hellraiser. Hellraiser Cube patch.
Yes.
And my Night of the Demons.
Yes.
So very cool.
Yeah.
So check those out, too, because unless you end up at Spooky with the vending table, you can't get this stuff at fucking Hot Topic.
Yeah.
So very rare. Yeah. So very cool.
Yeah.
So what else are we doing?
So we watched a couple films.
Yes.
We should talk about.
Trick or Treat.
We watched Tales of Halloween.
Yeah, we did, finally.
We did finally get to see that.
It was good.
And it was very good.
It's not Trick or Treat.
No, but it's not meant to be.
No, I know. What I'm saying is it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Trick or Treat's still a little bit higher on the bar.
Yes.
Because Trick or Treat really, as far as anthologies goes, besides Tales from the Crypt or Creepshow, really hit the bar when that movie came out more than a couple years ago now.
Yeah.
It's like, what, 10 years?
2007.
Yeah, so almost 10 years.
Yeah.
Well, that, you know, we've been wanting to see that forever. It never came out, and they came out on Blu-ray or DVD, rather, and people that wanted to watch it finally watched it, like you, fell in love with it and became a huge cult classic.
Yes.
So Tales of Halloween is in the same spirit.
Yes.
And they all are Halloween
stories,
which I do enjoy. So
yes, I enjoyed the whole film. Mm-hmm. Some of the shorts in the anthology are a little tame, I guess.
Yeah,
is the way I would put it. But it was all well done. It's all cleverly written. It's all things you've never seen before.
That's very true. It's different too because it was directed by different people.
Yeah,
the thing about Trick or Treat is one guy.
Yeah.
So this doesn't, it does actually, and some of the stories does overlap in some sense. So
there are some things. It's all taking place in the same town on the same night.
Yep.
And, you know, some of the characters do overlap in the stories.
Which is kind
of
cool, yeah.
In a subtext kind of way. They don't actually interact so much as they're there and you recognize them from other parts.
Yes.
I loved, the story called Sweet Tooth, that's one of my favorites. And then also the one called Trick, I like that one too. That was a real clever twist.
Yeah.
But everybody in it was really good. Just really, it's a really clever, well-written film.
Edited really nicely.
You can tell that a lot of love was put into it. And if you're on Facebook and you follow the film or any of the people that were involved in the film, like John Skip and Andrew Cash and Axel, I can't think of her last name right now, I just went blank. They all, you can really tell they all, it was kind of a clashing of fortune for all of them to come together and make it happen. So it started out as an idea and a discussion, and then it came together and turned into something really wonderful. So it's kind of an indie film.
Yeah. It really was.
Yeah, so, it,
good
support
budget,
it.
Good budget, though.
Yeah, it was a good budget. Go support it. If it's playing in your area, go see it because you're one of the lucky ones.
Yeah.
It's available video on demand and iTunes, things like that. Definitely at least watch it if you don't buy it. It was a really good film. I really enjoyed it. It's one of those ones that's going to stand the test of time. It's going to be one of those ones like Trick or Treat that you can watch every year.
Yeah.
it's going to become one of the staples of Halloween. So really, you know, go out and support it.
A lot of known people in them.
Yeah.
In the horror or geeky realm.
Yeah.
Sam Witwer's done Being Human, and he was in a bunch of other stuff, so he's known.
Yeah.
He was really...
John Landis, Joe Dante Landis. Was in it. Yep. Tiffany Shepis was in it.
Of course.
Serena Vincent was in it.
Yeah. Kristen Klebe.
Yes.
That last story was very Carpenter-esque, the ending.
Yeah.
It was very good.
Yeah.
I like the jack-o'-lantern. That's cool.
Yeah. They're actually talking about trying to make a feature film of that.
Just that?
Yeah.
Out of all the stories, like, that's the one...
It's like Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. It's really good.
Yeah, and I think it's kind of cool because that's kind of what they did with Machete.
Uh-huh.
Like when they did the trailers for Grindhouse, Machete uh-huh. was one of them.
Uh-huh.
And then they made Machete a fucking movie.
Uh-huh.
And I think if it stays in the same course the short was in,
yeah.
I think it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Because it really was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it had a bunch of people. It had a girl that was in that one with the demon and the bullies. She was in Fright Night,
mm-hmm.
the remake. She
mm-hmm.
was in the car.
Uh-huh.
She's one of the girls that was friends with the...
Yeah.
And she was in Vampire Diaries and a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah. Barry Bostwick was in it.
Yeah, Barry Bostwick, who we'll be seeing next week.
Yes. So, yeah, it was a really good film. There's a lot of good people cool. in it.
No, when I say it's not Trick or Treat, I'm not downplaying it. I'm just saying if you go in thinking it's Trick or Treat, it's not. It's different than Trick or Treat, and that's what makes it good.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, when you think now, anthology Halloween, what do you think? Originally, it was supposed to be John Carpenter and all that stuff.
Creepshow.
That's not Halloween, though. Specifically made about Nights of Halloween.
Oh.
Trick or Treat, the original Halloween, eventually was going to become that, but
yeah.
that didn't work because of
Michael people. Myers.
Yeah, but still, Halloween 3 is another prime example of what could have been.
Yeah.
Because that was a fun movie about Halloween.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Tales of Halloween, how many pumpkins?
4.5.
How many do you give Trick or Treat? 5?
Yeah.
5.5, 7. So besides Halloween, Hellraiser, Trick or Treat's like your other...
Yeah.
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 Because I know you love Sam.
Oh, I do.
Who got you a Sam? This
you
guy.
Again.
Christmas Horror Story.
Yeah, we watched Christmas Horror Story.
Pretty good.
It was pretty good. I liked what they did with it. Some of it fell a little flat.
Yeah.
A little disjointed. I did like the twist at the end. I'm not going to go into it, but it was clever. There were some really funny parts in it too, so I really enjoyed that. Everybody in it that was really, you know, really went for the parts and really, you know, played it up. So it was really clever. William Shatner is the DJ guy. It's funny because in Tales of Halloween, Adrian Barbeau is the DJ, and she's talking about Halloween night, yeah. and that's how that whole thing starts. He's the DJ. William Shatner's the DJ in Christmas Horror Story. He's on the radio talking yeah. about Christmas.
And,
so I just think it's funny.
That was good, and I'm still looking forward to the actual Krampus.
Yeah, I'm looking
Michael
forward
Daugherty
to Krampus,
Krampus,
too. Yeah. There is a Krampus in the film.
Which was good.
The Christmas Horror Story. I really like the Krampus in the film. I liked it. If I had seen it before Tales of Halloween,
yeah,
I probably would have been a little bit more impressed initially.
But because you just saw
because
Tales
I
of
had
that.
Seen Tales of Halloween, I was like, well,
it's a different. It's not the same
yeah,
movie,
yeah.
And it's cool that they took Christmas instead.
Yes, and they turned it into a horror story,
and it's related. Loosely related to Orphan Black and Ginger Snaps.
Yes. It takes place in Bailey's Down. Bailey Down, yeah.
Which is cool.
Bailey Downs. So, yeah.
I like that loosely tie-in.
Yeah. Because two of the people that were involved in getting it made and writing it did those other things. So, no, I mean, it is a good film. I enjoyed it, and I think it was very clever.
So, 3 pumpkins.
Yeah, I would give it 3 pumpkins.
Okay.
Just because... I think once you've seen it, it's not one of those things where you need to watch it again.
Right.
You know, it's not one of those ones that's going to be like, okay, every year I have to watch this.
No, because we've already
seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the twist kind of
it's one of those things,
but once you've seen it,
it's done.
Yeah, because like I watched it again because we had rented it, so I watched it again.
It's like The Sixth Sense.
Yeah,
you've seen it. Okay.
Yeah. So.
All right. Cool. So I think that's it for those. So we'll play some more tunes and we'll come back and talk about
Walking Dead,
American Horror Story,
Scream Queens.
Yeah, oh yeah, shit.
Yeah, we got to talk about Assassin's Creed Carol.
Yeah, that's true. All right, yeah, this might be a longer episode. That's fine. It's fine. Halloween next week.
We fucking missed it last week, so yeah.
Yeah, all right. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back to Underground Horror Radio here on podunkradio.com.
Yes. What you said. Haha.
Haha.
No, it's cool. A lot of stuff been going on.
Yeah.
So next week's spooky, we'll talk about that in a little bit. Because we'll run down that list one more time. Because next week, when we do the Halloween episode, when it airs, we'll already fucking be there. So
yeah.
There'll be no point in, you know. So we watched, because now it's fall. So the Originals is back. No Teen Wolf, but we got Originals, Vampire Diaries, iZombie, which is still doing good.
Supernatural.
Supernatural, which is doing pretty well. Mm-hmm. Arrow, Flash, which is all awesome. And then we got American Horror Story, which I never watched them. I watched a little bit of the first one. I watched a little bit of the second one, and I got bored.
Right.
I didn't care about The Covenant. I don't care about The Freak Show.
Right.
This one, though, being vampires in a haunted hotel, actually seems really good. And so everybody's interesting so far.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been watching that. And then we've been watching Walking Dead came back, holy Christ. Which I didn't finish watching the first episode because I was tired.
Yeah.
And then what else are we watching? Scream Queens. So are you going to talk about that stuff?
Yeah. So we've been watching Scream Queens since the beginning.
Which is pretty good, actually.
Yeah, we really, it's very funny. It's very
inappropriate.
Inappropriate, you know.
They get away with saying a lot of stuff. Like, I don't know how many times between all the Chanel's, but that vagina was thrown out Tuesday.
Right.
Vagina, vagina, vagina.
Mm-hmm.
Which is still funny the way they say it like that.
Yeah.
The one dude, Chad, who's likable, even though he's a fucking idiot, he's likable. Banging everybody on campus.
Mm-hmm.
He's funny. Jamie Lee Curtis is good.
Yes, she's wonderful.
Oliver Hudson is good.
Yep. The story is intriguing because every week is a twist. Every week there's a twist.
Yeah.
And you don't know who's really doing things, and there's more than one, and the people that you don't expect would be the ones that are doing it are doing it. And
we really don't know what the hell's going on.
You really don't know what the hell's going on.
It's a lot of satire to those movies, and it's like Mean Girls and, you know, Sorority Row. It does remind me a lot of Sorority Row, which is that Leah Pipes movie we watched.
Yes.
That was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
But it reminds me of that, but then they take it, like, into a Mean Girls fucking
level. Yeah.
Just, it's gruesome, too. The dude gets his head chopped off. And for TV, it's fucking, I didn't think Fox would pull something like that. But it's actually really enjoyable.
Yeah.
Even Emma Roberts is not really horrible in this, per se.
No.
Like, I didn't like her in Scream 4. I didn't really like Scream 4.
Mm-mm.
I liked her in We're the Millers because that whole movie was funny.
Yeah.
But in this, it's like Chanel's a bitch, but you still kind of like her because she's funny. This is my Asian.
No, it is funny. This is my Asian.
I'm like, Jesus Christ. Because she's doing a math test or something. It's like, this is my Asian. It's okay. You know who my daddy is?
Yeah. Do you know who my daddy is?
The chick that plays Chanel number 3. Mm-hmm. Abigail Brinson's in it too, which is great.
She's Chanel number 5.
She's from Zombieland and a bunch of stuff when she was younger.
Mm-hmm.
Now she's 18 or 19. She's really, really good on it.
Mm-hmm.
But the Billy Lord, who plays Chanel number 3, is Carrie Fisher's daughter, and I forget her dad, but Lord, and her deadpan
is—it's
almost
point.
Like she's a robot. Yet you still like her,
yeah.
But it's like bam, like holy shit! Like there was a thing on a meme on Facebook. Now I'm just full of like rageness, issy, angerism, something like that. Like that's fucking. It was good because she's just like other than that, very automaton,
right? Yeah, it's just a
my
very
dad's
dry.
Charlie Manson. Yeah, I don't want people to think I'm the killer.
Yeah,
but the whole thing is great. Everybody on the show is really funny.
If I had the emotion to feel anything, I would totally be crying right now.
Yeah. But it's like very, very funny.
Yeah.
So I think it's a really fun show, and I didn't like Glee all that much. Oh, Lea Michele is fucking.
Yeah, she's crazy.
Yeah, she's good. So it's a good show. I would recommend it. If catch up on it because it's really fucking and the music's really good.
Yeah,
a lot of it's like a 90s
from the
90s.
Well, it's from the 90s, so it's in the 90s. So
yeah,
no, it's really, really, it's just really clever and funny and smart. So yeah, and bloody. There's yeah. been some
you
blood.
You get the girl that's the chubby, awkward girl that's the, like, candle wax podcaster or something.
Yeah.
Like, blogger. And I'm like...
Yeah.
So that's really good. Walking Dead came back with... Holy Christ.
Yeah.
Now, listen, you're going to get spoilers. So if you haven't watched it by now, too fucking bad.
Yeah, sorry.
We're not yeah. babysitting you.
Yeah. So the first episode, I watched the whole first episode. So
which was good.
The first episode was the aftermath of Morgan arriving as Rick was shooting Paul. Everybody's kind of shell-shocked and not sure, and Rick's trying to make them all understand that the place is not safe, okay? What they think they have in Alexandria, it's not safe, and he takes them and shows them that there is a horde, a legion of fucking undead walkers
in
coming. They're in a quarry.
Right.
And the only reason they're in the quarry is because there are trucks and things strategically placed, but they're finding ways through it, and things are starting to fall apart. So they just in the sheer number of them, they
we'll
are
take over
coming.
The town.
They are coming. So he devises a plan to guide them off past the town, works it out with everybody to do that. There's still a lot of pushback from people because...
of what Rick did.
Because of what he did, and because they don't want him to be in charge, and they think that there's another way to do this, and things like that. So, it's just Rick showing them what the reality is, and whether they're going to accept the reality or not.
Then there was a horn...
They were out moving the was this the second episode?
This was the second episode.
Okay, so we've only seen there's only been two.
Yeah.
Okay. So
the first one
at the
at
end
the
of the
end,
first
yeah.
episode, at the end of the first episode, while they were leading them off, a horn goes off in the distance, like a truck horn, and it distracts them. And they start to head towards that sound, and the sound is coming from Alexandria. So that was the end of the first episode, and they were running to find out what was going on. The second episode starts...
with the girl's story.
With the girl's story. Enid just survived somehow. Which there's a fan theory now that she's part of the...
She was with the
wolves. But anyway, so then... they're having, like, just their day-to-day. Carol has a conversation with the other women about...
smoking.
Cooking, and, you know, then tells the one that she shouldn't smoke, and...
she's Homemaker.
Susie Homemaker. You know,
disguise.
She comes off as this really, you know, really, you know, laid-back...
how she used to be.
Yeah. And it's all camouflage, because nobody really knows what she's done and what she can do, and...
and then the little kid's like, stop crying, your dad's dead.
Sitting there, he's like, your dad died, it happens,
move on.
Yeah, you know, and that's what she told him, and she said, go home. You know, so she goes in the house, and she's putting dinner in the oven, and she's watching outside, and the woman that she talked to about smoking is standing outside having a cigarette, and right as it's happening...
she's getting butchered.
This guy comes up out of nowhere and just butchers the woman. So
it was almost like a Shaun of the Dead thing. Like, you know, in the movie you see it, but Shaun doesn't really notice it because he's kind of Shaun.
Yeah.
It was like that. Like, what the fuck am I watching?
Yeah. And then as soon as she saw it, Carol went into Carol mode.
It's like she went super quick.
Yep. She went really fast.
Stabbed him.
She got her shit and, you know, told Carl to stay in the house, watch the baby. Don't
with
let any of them get in.
With an
AK-47. You know, she went out with her knife, and she started sneaking around and killing people.
Metal Gear.
She Metal Geared everybody. Creed.
Yeah, well, then she Assassin's Creed, but first she Metal Geared.
Yeah.
Like,
and then she runs into Morgan. Morgan's trying to fight him with his stick.
She just stabs him.
And she just stabs him, and he's like, I could have handled them. And she's like, we have to do this. We have to get here. They have no guns. So
you don't know it's her because she's in disguise.
Yeah,
now.
She's in disguise now. She put blood on her forehead to make
a W,
so she looks like one of the wolves. She's running around in all this camouflage, like torn up shit, and she just goes and just does what needs to be done. She just starts killing people. you know, and out of nowhere, she just comes out of nowhere. And even the wolves are like, where did you get that gun?
Bang,
and she goes, bang, bang.
Face.
You know, Morgan's trying not to kill anybody. He's trying to restrain him.
Carol's
and stuff.
Over
and she's
that.
Like, no. And then the one guy, they grabbed him and they're attacking somebody else. And he's like, she's like, we got to help him. He's like, no, it's too late for
him. No, it was Gabriel.
Oh, it was Gabriel.
It was Gabriel, and she's like, "No, leave him. Fuck
him.
Yeah,
we don't have time for that."
So Morgan goes and helps him, and they capture the wolf, and he's all like, "Something crazy talk." She just fucking Frank Castle's, bam.
Yeah, she just comes up and shoots him right in the head
and walks away.
Yeah, because they're trying to talk to him, like trying to find out what the fuck he's doing, and she just walks up and goes bang and walks away.
She had like a pistol. She didn't have all the guns yet. She had like the fucking pistol.
Yeah, so she goes in and she gets guns, and you know, she just
shoots the guy that attacked her in the back fucking
right.
eight times.
Yeah,
she's dead.
Yeah, you know,
kills
just,
the woman that was dying, like gave her peace and
yeah,
stabbed her brain.
Yeah, just totally
fucking up
governed
everywhere.
It, you know, just totally just took care of it. And you know, she didn't need any of the men. She didn't need any, you know, Rick didn't make it back in time.
She didn't
and,
need Rick.
You know, just fucking cleared out, you know. And
Morgan was trying to do the right thing. I think Morgan killed the one guy in the house because he wouldn't let up and he said he was sorry.
Yeah, so just Carol just came out of nowhere, you know, and it was like
Assassin's
oh,
Creed.
That's where she's at. That's where she's been, you know. She's but she's been the most, I think she's been the most complex an interesting character.
Yeah.
Because she started out this timid, abused woman, you know, with a kid and all this stuff. And then she lost her husband.
Lost her kid.
Then she lost her kid. And, you know, she went through all this heartbreak. And then she became this hardened person.
At the prison, showing the kids how to defend themselves.
Showing the kids how to defend themselves. And then she killed the ones that were sick. And, you know, and Rick had to tell her she had to go. And she had to go out and survive on her own.
And she did.
And she did.
Then
you know,
she came
and then
back
she
and
saved them. She came back and saved them from...
The governor.
Terminus. No, she saved them from Terminus.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Saved them from Terminus. And then, you know, and then has been, since they went to Alexandria, has been Susie Homemaker.
Yeah.
You know, she was taking care of the girls, and then she had to kill the girls. You know, it's just...
But then, when she was at Alexandria, she was telling Rick, are we going to kill them tonight? Like, I'll kill whoever. Let's kill them so they understand what... And
yeah.
Everybody else is like... Carol's like, no, this needs to be done. And
yeah,
Rick's
this
like,
is what needs to happen. It's frightening, but it's what needs to happen, you know.
And Rick's like,
yeah, even Rick
so
was
so anyway,
like,
Walking Dead was awesome.
Yes. Yes. If we're going to have more episodes like we had last week,
where Carol
I'm in. I'm in. Totally.
They could totally do that with Carol, like Alexandria and Assassin's Creed with Carol.
Yeah.
Where she's like on the rooftops and throwing change, and they're like, what? And she's like jumping down, spiking him in the head with a nail.
Right, exactly.
She's like, holy crap. She just like moved.
Yes.
Like,
yep.
Dude, have that been nighttime? This was during the broad fucking daylight.
Yeah.
Holy Christ.
She just went into full survival battle mode. Just totally, you know, I'm going to camouflage myself to look like one of these fuckers. Like,
it reminds me of like a thief playing D&D.
Yeah.
And he has like two little daggers.
Yeah.
Except she had guns too.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, like... You know, like, I'll steal from you and then run over and kill that guy. She's like rolling like criticals.
Yeah.
All fucking day, man.
Yeah. 20s.
Sorry, I've been watching D&D Diesel.
Dodge.
With Vin Diesel playing fucking D&D, which is awesome. Paranormal's out. We got to see that.
Yeah, Paranormal Activity. We have to see that. But so far, I've been kind of impressed with it. So Walking Dead,
because it looked like it was gonna be a slow episode, and then the wolves just
fucking,
there was nothing leading up to that.
Nope.
Just suddenly you look out the window and there's a guy fucking Michael Myers-ing somebody.
Yeah, fucking
or Jason,
butchering.
And I'm like, what the fuck is that? Like, I thought it was a walker or something. I'm like, what is that?
No,
and then
with a gun.
Carol was like...
I mean, with a knife.
Carol did almost like either Batman or like Michael Weston. Like, ha ha ha. And then the face.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, I got to go to work.
Yeah.
It's like Batman. It's like, he's out there. I got to go to work. And then
Yeah. Dead. Yeah.
Like totally like Frank Castle Punisher. It's like no time for prisoners. Bang.
Right.
Bang.
This is the Purge.
Yeah. That was a fucking
Purge.
She should have been in the Purge because that shit didn't
She
work.
Would survive that shit.
That's what they were trying to do. They were trying. Yeah, it's like Frank Grillo.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh man, that was a fun episode. But see, I knew there were going to be memes.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And then
there
next day, Assassin's
the
Creed Carol, Carol of Duty.
Yeah. Awesome.
Just a fun fucking... I like the... Because we've seen how badass Rick's been before.
Oh, yeah.
Carol was just like... You know,
I think, honestly, I think what it's going to come down to is if Rick doesn't go off the reservation entirely, I think it's going to be him and Carol at the end. I really do. I think those two are going to survive and everybody else is going to be gone.
I think it'll be like Carol, Daryl, and her.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, it's awesome.
Anyway, let's play one more tune real quick and then we'll come back and talk about American Horror Story.
Oh, okay. All right.
Because we're like 15 minutes in.
Underground Horror Radio. So we're going to talk about American Horror Story because it needs to be talked about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Justin said, he didn't really watch too much of the first ones. I watched the first season, the full season, Murder House. I started to watch Asylum and I didn't love it.
Coven you didn't care about.
Coven I didn't watch at all, any of it. And then Freak Show, I couldn't, no. When I started to see what the pictures were, I just couldn't do it. Especially the clown thing. I couldn't get behind that.
This one,
American Horror Story Hotel is about a haunted hotel. And it's also, it's a study of addiction. And
vampires.
Lady Gaga is a vampire, a very old vampire. You know, but she's still the glamazon she's been since she came on the scene. So really, so far, it's been very intriguing. It's been... very sexual, very violent. Parents' TV commission or whatever
got mad at that is having queens.
is having fits, capitulations about the fact that there's so much blood and sex in the show.
They never watched The Shield or Nip Tuck.
But the whole thing is, and I've said this from the beginning, as soon as you start telling people that they shouldn't be watching something,
they'll watch it.
They'll watch it. There's people that wouldn't have paid any attention to it whatsoever that are going to now watch it because somebody said that it was nasty. So
it's really good, though.
It is really good. The writing this season's been really good. The surprises have been really good. It's actually been very tense and scary in some scenes. There's just been some really clever twists already. I'm not going to give too much away because there's so many convoluted storylines right now.
Evan Peters rocks.
Evan Peters does rock. He's playing...
an old 1920s
serial killer, like H.H. Holmes.
But he does such a good job.
That's who he's modeled after, is H.H. Holmes. So H.H. Holmes built a hotel in Chicago and basically had it filled with all kinds of secret rooms and tunnels and passageways right. and things, and he killed people in it, tortured and murdered.
And that's what this is kind of.
Yeah.
Is.
So there's a whole bunch of stuff apparently in the floor plan that nobody knows about that he built.
I kind of like it a lot because some of it goes. There's a vampires are in it, and there's a lot of flashbacks with vampires.
Yep.
And because there's old ghosts in it, they have flashbacks with that.
Yep.
Which was very wellfully done, but I like it because of the period music. It reminds me of an old Hammer
film. Yeah, it's very gothic.
Like, it's old gothic.
Yeah.
And even though it's in a very... Even the hotel's not very modern at all.
No, it's not a modern hotel at all.
No, because there's like no computers, no...
No, it's been there since the 30s, I think.
It's a nice hotel.
Yeah.
But, you know, and then I can't help but think the bar with the guy mm-hmm. or girl...
Is modeled after...
The Shining.
The Shining, yeah.
Which... You totally reminds me of that.
Uh-huh.
But everybody in it is super good. Matt Bomer. Yeah. Matt Bomer.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga does a great job.
Yeah. Kathy Bates is awesome. Sarah Paulson's awesome.
Of course.
Dennis O'Hare is playing the transvestite.
I like him.
The drag queen. And he's really great.
Wes Bentley is.
Yes, Wes Bentley is very good. Chloe Sevigny, she's doing really well, too.
Wes Bentley does a really nice job playing that, like, detective.
Yeah,
he's trying... Which also reminds you of an old...
Yeah. It's funny because Wes Bentley has that kind of any second I'm crazy look, you know? And for him to be playing... He usually does play it like somebody with an underlying crazy.
Yeah.
But for him to be playing this straight... character. I mean he's flawed and he has problems, but he's a cop, you know, and he's a logical thinker and all that stuff. For him to be playing it so straight is really... He was like that in The Final Girl too with Abigail Breslin.
Yeah.
Cuz he was the...
I see the DVD at Walmart.
Yeah.
Blu-ray.
Yeah. So I mean, it's, you know, it's a testament to his ability to act because he's actually playing somebody that's really straight-laced, but you could see him losing his mind at some point, effectively.
Good show.
Yeah, so far it's been awesome. Like I said,
it's long. It's like an hour and a half, right?
Yeah, it's an hour and 15 minutes every episode. I would highly suggest, if you're interested in seeing it, to start watching the previous episodes now and get caught up, because I think it's just going to get more and more complicated as it goes until it starts clearing itself out at the end. So, I would start watching it now, get caught up so you're ready for this week when it comes out.
Very awesome. Yeah, it's a fun show. It's got a good story. They're not, so far, they're not really Walking Dead, Game of Thrones, killing people.
No.
So it seems like there's really good tactical ghost vampire story.
Yeah, and there's a lot of build up, and you know, there's character development and things like that. You're really finding out who people are and where mm-hmm. they came from and how it involves everybody else and that kind of stuff.
So I recommend it.
Yeah, me too. I would definitely watch it.
This season so far has been my mm-hmm. main draw was Lady Gaga, that's kind of cool, and a vampire. Okay, we'll see. And their vampire is still a vampire but different than the vampires.
No fangs. There's no fangs.
And they're not immune to certain things.
Yeah.
Like a normal vampire
get sick.
Would be.
Yeah.
So it's very good. I'd recommend it. Anyway, definitely. Happy Halloween. We're
happy
done.
Halloween, yep.
So next week we'll be at Spooky, so we'll have an episode out ready for that. Maybe we'll just play music. We don't know yet, but it's definitely awesome. It's Halloween next week, so we're totally stoked for that.
Yes.
It's been good. It's been a good month.
Mm-hmm.
Busy, not as bad as last year at the wedding, but I think we did good.
Yes.
And shit, it's almost there.
Yeah. Enjoy.
Enjoy. Happy Halloween. We'll be
Happy
back
Halloween
next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Podunk Radio.